then it mounts. It is the rising hot air that carries the eagle to the unbelievable height. It does not fly by strength. If we are talking about soaring as the eagle, we are talking about rising as far as God can lift you. We are not talking about human ability. We are talking about God ability. So the eagle soars by the help of the hot air rising from the ground. That's why we also in this end time will make it only by divine direction. Going the way of the word of the Lord, of revelation, that is what will make high flyers in this end time. That is what will make high flyers in this end time. The eagle has become a symbol of beauty, bravery, courage, honor, pride, determination, and grace. Very strange bird. Of everything God has made, human and animals alike, there is not one that has the kind of eye the eagle has. The eagle can see his prey from the air 3 kilometers away clearly. Very strange. Of all the birds God has made, of all animals, including human beings, only the eagle has a special covering over his eyes that enables it to look at the sun, no matter how bright the shining, and not blink his eyes. Strange bird. So when we are compared to the eagle, now there is a lot more to it. Anywhere you see in the Bible, God compares you to a particular thing. Go and do a proper check. That thing becomes a mirror to see more about who you truly are. And two major things we will emphasize on talking about the attribute of the eagle as related to ourselves. Number one is character. Somebody is wondering, how does a bird have character? Of all animals made by God, two of them are very strange when it comes to character. One is the dove, the other is the eagle. When the eagle mates, when it gets a partner, it stays with its partner for life. It never mates with any other bird apart from its partner. The same thing with the dove. I'm told that of the dove is very extreme. Because if the partner of the dove dies, the other one will stay unmarried till death. Is it not strange? Far better than human beings. But then you see, that's the picture God gave us. You see where he described us, described the Holy Ghost as dove, and describes us as eagle. All these things are not just ordinary. Now, the eagle, if his partner dies, after some time, it can remarry. But it will never mate with another while his partner is alive. Character, strong character. Strong character. And eagles have been seen in the air many times. That is, mates playing in the air. The male will carry a stick, give it to the female in the air. That one too will go. This one will pause. You see them doing love play. That is ego. Ego. Strong character. So as spiritual eagles, we are called to character. Character is what you are, before you become. It is the who you are that determines who you become. Character is the base agent for God in human beings. Just the same way, if you will multiply anything with zero, you will get zero, no matter what it is. God won't waste his time sending anyone with negative character or using anyone with negative character. It will amount to zero. It will amount to what? Zero. Now, three ways to look at this in order to give a better explanation. Number one, if you need to drink water and you go to the kitchen, usually in most kitchens, they will place cups inside the tray and then they will turn them like this. Is it not? It's the general way. And then you want to drink water, you take the first cup, you look at it. It doesn't satisfy you, you put it back. You take the next one, you look at it, you touch it like this. You want to drink water. Everybody does this unconsciously. Am I not saying the truth? And then finally, you find the one that satisfies you. And then you go to put water to drink. Now, it is the same way God picks us one after the other, looking for who to use. The same way. The same way. The same way. That's why I said character is the base material. Is the base material. Is what God will add something to in order to make you whatever he wants to make you. And then number two, scripture says in Genesis 1:26, God made us in his own image after his own likeness. You are like a cloth that God sewed for himself that he wants to wear. His image, his likeness. You know your clothes? When your tailor is sewing it, he will measure you. He's measuring your image in order to sew something after your likeness. And the glory of the cloth is revealed when you put it on. That cloth you are wearing is looking nice, but hang it in the wardrobe, it doesn't look anything. His glory comes up when you put it on. We are God's garment that he sewed for himself. But sin, the scripture says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Glory means image. That is, sin distorts that image. Sin distorts the image. It makes the cloth unfit for the owner to wear. So every negative character demeans your image. It breaks you down. It reduces you. God no longer can put you on. It makes you unfit for him to wear. Number three. Our walk with God is like that of the alignment of the sun and the moon. The moon has no light of its own. It only positions itself in the direction of the sun. And it reflects the light of the sun. Character is about positioning in order to reflect God. Now, what do you call character? Very simple. Character begins from thoughts. It begins from thoughts. Thoughts that leads to action. And actions you continue to do leads to habit. habit you continue to live by now becomes your character. The who you are. And of course, your character determines your destiny. Once character is formed, the end is decided. If your character points to hell, no matter how long you pray for heaven, you will still end up in hell. Character is mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Every one person has his distinctive character. It is one crucial area in your life that requires attention if you are going to soar. Your character will either make you or mar you. The reason the eagle can fly that high and stay that high is because of the, even at death, he still clamps to his prey. How does he die? Now, from the air, he sees a fish in the water. He does not care about the size. So he comes from up, sinks his talon into the fish, and the fish is far bigger than his size. It can't carry it. So the fish drags it in water. Instead of releasing his hand, it will not. It prefers to die with it. That's how tenacious it is. Tenacious. It carries weight three times its own size. Three times its own size. You can confine any bear, but not an eagle. Tenacious. Strange character. You saw Joseph in Genesis 39, verse 9. Potiphar, sleep with me. She said, no. He said, you will go to prison. He said, it doesn't matter. Tenacious, holding on to God with all his heart. We saw the same thing in Daniel, coming into Babylon as a slave, and he was chosen as one of the king's boys. Should he not rejoice? He said, no, no, I won't eat the king's food. This one will make me forget God. To make me forget. Too many who, when they come, they are very pious. Oh God, because he's looking for job. And then when he gets the job, bros, how far now? You know they come to church again. I'm busy. You know that our work, very, very busy. Very busy. No matter your giftings, wrong character will destroy you. Success without character is a risk. Now, character begins with choice. It's all about making choices. One, beware of youthful lust. As youths, we are faced with so many things. 1 Timothy 4:12. Beware of youthful lust. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in words, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Be an example of believers. Beware of youthful lust. So many things we are faced with in this end time. Beware. Every choice you make either makes you or destroys you. Beware. Beware of pride. Proverbs 16. Pride goeth before destruction. A proud person is one always talking to himself, exalts himself above others, sees himself above others, talks down everyone to exalt himself alone. You are in a place, if you are not the center of the place, you are not happy. Pride. Beware of pride. Is the nature of the devil. Beware of covetousness. Luke 12:15. Beware of covetousness. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Be satisfied with what you have. Live your size part time. They don't give people chieftaincy title for buying bag. They say, you see the bag he's carrying? That bag is 200,000 naira. I went on a trip a few weeks ago, and at the hotel where I was put, the pastor that came to see me, when I was seeing him off, we suddenly saw that there was a boutique in the hotel. So he saw shoes there and casually felt like, how much are these shoes? And the lady said, 430,000. I said, bring, let me see. And then, interestingly, the same name in one of my shoes is what I saw inside. I said, excuse me, this same name is in one of my shoes. I didn't buy it for 430,000. He said, that one is fake. This is original. I said, it must be a good fake, and it's good enough for me. So I told the pastor, I said, you mean if I bring 1 million naira here, I can only buy 2 shoes? I said, they will beat me. My father must not hear. You know my father here? When he hears, then there will be trouble. Praise the Lord. So beware of covetousness. We must be sensitive because we are in the last days. Satan is looking for very many to worship him. Very many to take along to her. You will not be taken along. Now, very quickly, as I conclude, the second thing is be of good courage after the order of Joshua. The eagle is a fearless bird. It does not run away from any. It does not run away from any. Fearless. Cannot be intimidated. Fiercely defends his territory. Fiercely defends his youth to death. And one mysterious thing about that bird also is this. Every time he sees that an enemy has come against him that is by far bigger than his size, it looks for where the sun is shining from. And it begins to fly in the direction of the sun. Because it has eyes that can look at the sun. It continues to fly. And the other bird, despite its size, cannot look at the sun. So it gets to a point, it advises itself, I better go back. So even when the size is by far bigger than its size, there is still a way out. Never stranded. That is the eagle. Life is a race. It is a marathon, not a sprint. You know sprint? 100 meters. No, it's not 100 meters. This one is 10,000 meters. 100 meters. Now, you are finished. So you can put all your strength. I say, it will soon finish. Now, it will soon finish. No, this one will not soon finish. You will keep running it till you breathe your last breath. It's a marathon. So you must learn endurance. You must learn endurance. Only those who endure can become prize winners. We are told about Jesus in Hebrews 12:2. He despised the shame. He endured the cross because of the joy that was set before him. Even Jesus had to fight in order to fulfill his destiny. Hebrews 6:12, we are told, to follow them who have gone before. Through faith and patience, we should learn their faith, learn their patience. Only those who endure to the end will ever have the promise. I pray in the name of Jesus for the tenacity of the eagle, the spirit of courage, to come over every one of us this afternoon. Somebody said success is not final. There's no final success. You succeed now, you don't build on it, you will be the greatest failure tomorrow. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. That you failed now does not mean you are lost. The courage to continue is what matters. From one success to another, you need courage. You just broke a record. To now break your own record again, you need courage. To go from failure and move on to success, you need courage. Don't you see what Peter went through in Luke chapter 5? When Jesus entered his boat and he said, throw your net there. He needed courage because he had been throwing the same net through the night. He caught nothing. But the grace never to give up. Receive it this afternoon. Somebody is here. You have been coming for Shilohs for the past 5 years. You have not seen what you are looking for. But as you come again now, you are receiving it. Look at me. I've been a pastor for 25 years. But for 21 years, I believed God to have a child. I sold cars to give offering. I gave far and above my size many times. It didn't stop me from doing again. Every new year was like a new beginning. And finally, Satan gave up. If you don't give up, Satan will give up. There is no failure that is fatal. How many times you failed, you are the only one who knows. Nobody knows. Satan's greatest weapon that he uses against us is intimidation. You are the only one who can make you give up. He paints a distorted picture of himself. Picture that is not real. He's a rat carrying a microphone. If you go back past the noise, you'll be surprised at the size. Tell your neighbor for me, don't give up. Courage is looking at fear on the face and still continuing. That is, it's not the absence of fear. It's continuing despite the presence of fear. That's what they call courage. It's to be able to face difficulty or danger despite the fear that persists. It is the capacity to press on in spite of fear, failure, and suffering. Every pursuit in life will exact a price, a sacrifice from you. There is no free lunch anywhere. Life is a battle, a constant one. And it is courage that makes the difference between success and to surrender to failure. It is courage that makes the difference between determination and discouragement. Every one of us must be self-encouraged. God told Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 6 to 9, be courageous. Be strong and of good courage. 3 times he told him. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. There is no promised land that does not have a giant in it. The presence of the giant is to intimidate you. But hear what Caleb said. Caleb said they are bread. He called them bread. He said they are bread. When you go seeing it from afar, it is a Goliath. When you go near, you find it is standing bread. It's there for you to eat. Most of the things you are running from is food for you to eat. Food. Food. What makes the difference between courage and fear is knowledge. What you fear is what you don't know. The cheapest way out of fear into courage is to go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. So we must all be self-encouraged. I pray in the name of Jesus for an endowment of the spirit of courage on every one person here. There is nothing there. I had an experience some years ago that revealed the nothingness of the devil to me. 1996, I was sent precisely to a town called Ikono in Akwa Ibom State for church planting. And got there, people were being led to Christ. And then we started having all night to pray, to bet the church. We are doing that almost every night. And one night we gathered the people who got saved to start the all night. And I discovered that the lady among us who usually leads us in praise did not come. And she normally doesn't miss it. So I told the others, let's go and look for her. Her house was nearby. We got there and found her sitting on the floor. What is the matter? Fear was all over her. She said I should look at the wall. I looked at the wall and I saw stew. It's like a pot of stew freshly cooked and splashed on the wall. I said, what happened? She said, I just finished cooking stew. I said, let me rest a bit and then come for the all night. And then suddenly, a breeze came through the window into the house and I saw my pot of stew floating in the air. And the thing went like this, and on the wall, boah. So she said, sir, some of us, the town you live, because you live in town, you don't know the reality of the battle. You should go to the village. There are some of you now who will not go to your village because of these battles. You follow that front line. And then, now, as she was giving that evil testimony, I saw fear written on the face of everybody. And then it occurred to me that this little church that has just started may die here if God doesn't tell me what to do. So I prayed, oh God, help me here. My labor won't be in vain. And then he said to me, go to the back of the house. So I left them as they were all talking, went outside, went to the back of the house. By now it was 1:30 a.m. in the night. And as I got to the back, I saw a cluster of banana trees behind our window. And from the tree, I was clearly hearing voices, people talking and discussing. So I said, should I run or stay? Hallelujah. I was going to run. Then I said to myself, I believe it was the Holy Ghost who told me. Because at that point, whether it's God or I don't even know. But I had that voice tell me, if you are hearing voices from tree, don't you think these voices can pursue you even if you run? That whether you are running or you don't run, the danger is real and is facing you here. So if you will die, why don't you die fighting? So I said, I called my assistant pastor, who was still talking with them inside. Bring the anointing oil. And as soon as I said that, the voices began to move, like people talking and walking away. As soon as my assistant pastor got to me, I took the oil and began to pursue the voices. All of your enemies will run. I said they will run. When I got to the bush, I said, no, I won't enter bush. So I went back to the tree, anointed the tree. And as soon as I did that, one man came out of one of the houses. He was stark naked. and he carried cutlass in his hand and began to scream, "Who is that disturbing me? Who is that disturbing me?" So I stood on the other side. I said, "If they burn you well, come here." Hallelujah! The things you fear, fear you more. Tell you, be courageous. Receive now the spirit of courage in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet. Receive the spirit of courage in the name of Jesus. Whatever you ran away from, at your return from Shiloh, it will begin to run from you. I perceive strongly there are people here who have a problem to sleep. When it's time to sleep, he's afraid because of the torment of the night. Now, in the name of Jesus, standing on the unction, backing up this commission, God said to his servant, "The hour has come to deliver every oppressed." Now, that spiritual oppression is commanded to cease now. I speak to you as a son of the prophet, be set free. When next they come after you, you won't only overcome them, you will beat them to stupor. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hand, give him praise.
Oh, wow. Wow. Celebrate God tonight. Celebrate God. Your hands together for Jesus. Clap louder. Celebrate God. You are blessed in this forum on this second day. No more fear. Say with me, no more fear. Say bye-bye to fear. Say bye-bye to failure. Amen. Say, God's servant, God bless you. We love you. We celebrate the grace of God upon your life. Amen. I believe you are blessed by that word. Celebrate God some more. Appreciate God. Amen. We are rounding up and we are going now. Please note, a wise man said, if you don't have a father, you don't have a feather. That's why, note that this forum continues tomorrow. I believe you are having the best of time in God's presence. Do you regret coming for this Youth Alive Forum? So tomorrow is a grand finale. Tell your neighbor, please don't miss it. Say, don't miss it for anything. Recap to what God's servant said. He said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. If you will not give up, Satan will soon give up. I said, the thing you fear also fears you. So say with me, from today, no more fear. Say, I banish the spirit of fear now. Out of life forever. Say with me, I'm a brand new person. It's a brand new beginning for me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have received the word that grace to continue has been released. you will not give up. I will not give up. We will fly high in the name of Jesus. Please, for those ministering groups that still want to be auditioned to make presentation tomorrow, once after the grace, you go to Glory Entrance and the auditioning team will be there to audition you. Praise the Lord. Please note this, they will display a phone number to us right now. For any youth-related matters, issues, or assistance, please send SMS or WhatsApp to that particular number being displayed there. SMS for any youth-related matters, it will be attended to. God bless you. Good news. Good news. In this encounter night, that will be starting by 7 p.m., God will visit you. Please keep that number. Keep that number. Stay. God bless you. Yes. You copy that number. The Lord bless you. Together, let's share the grace. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shiloh 2019. Breaking limits. God bless you. Congratulate someone beside you. Make a friend with your neighbor. Meet someone. Meet a new friend. God bless you. See you tomorrow in the grand finale.